Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the community, the people that make things happen in your world and mine. Our guest today is talking about something that's coming up in our community Friday, tomorrow, March the 8th, and also runs Saturday and Sunday. And it is something that we look forward to every year. It's going to be at the Agri Center in Germantown. It is the Southern Women's Show. And our guest today is Elisa Jernigan, who is, well, I'll ask her. Elisa Jernigan, good morning. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what do I say? You are the coordinator, the community relations person?
I am the show manager for the Southern Women's Show, so I do a little bit of everything.
Oh, wow. You're like the boss.
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything. Basically, anything that has to be done, I kind of coordinate that. So I wear a lot of different hats.
Right on. Well, this is now, which this is the goodness, women's show comes. This happens every year. Which one is this?
Yes, it is the 23rd year for the Southern Women's Show in Memphis. So this it'll be our 23rd year in Memphis. So we're excited to be back.
Oh, wow. And this is a show that goes on all over the country, right?
Correct. We do 10 women's shows total, predominantly in the Southeast, but we do have a show in Michigan as well, and that's the Michigan International Women's Show.
Okay. And these are geared for women. Men can come, though, attend, right?
Oh, definitely. Geared towards women, but men are welcome. Lots of husbands and boyfriends attend with their wives to help carry bags, but there's different things for the guys to do, too. We've got cooking demonstrations and, you know, different kinds of products that guys might be interested in, too. So there'll be fun things for men.
There's an awful lot going on in these shows, too. What got this started?
Well, we started in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our first women's show was in 1983 in Charlotte. And I think the founder of the company just thought women are so busy and sometimes we don't, you know, take time for ourselves because we're so busy with our careers, with our, you know, families, taking care of everybody else. Sometimes we don't take care of ourselves. So I think it kind of started as, you know, let's get a show where we put everything that women might enjoy under one roof so you can just have a fun day out just for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, shopping for sure. I
know. Most definitely. Yeah. Women love shopping.
Yeah. And when you do this, you get vendors from all over the place, right?
Correct, yes. There are definitely a lot of local vendors. You know, they're local Memphis, Germantown, a lot, you know, close by Mississippi, surrounding areas. But we do have some exhibitors that, you know, travel around and do almost all of our shows, you know, from all parts of the country that do come to Memphis as well. So it's a nice mix. You'll find, you know, some great local boutiques that you may not have been to before, but you'll also find some things that you can't maybe find anywhere else. So that's what kind of makes it fun. Yeah. I always find, like, the best jewelry at shows. After I come back from a show, I always get so many compliments because people say, where did you get that? You know, the new cool kind of trends you can always find at the shows.
I would imagine that's part of putting one of these together, too, to keep up with the trends as they go along over the years.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I noticed that especially like some of the guests, The Bachelor coming.
Yes. We will have Sean Lowe from The Bachelor with us. So we are so excited about that. He is going to be appearing Friday at 2:00 on the fashion and entertainment stage. So if you've got questions, if you want to know, you know, why he has kicked off, you know, certain girls, you know, come on to the show, ask your questions. I know I'm really excited because Monday is the girls tell all, and then he's going to choose the final girl the Monday after the show. So come on to the show and ask him questions, get all the scoop, and
find out before it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And after he appears on stage, he'll be doing an autograph signing as well. So if you want to actually, you know, meet him, get your picture made with him, you know, that way you can show all your friends that you met Sean and they'll be really jealous. definitely stop in and check that out on Friday afternoon.
So it is stretched out for 3 days. It's Friday, March the 8th, from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m.
Correct, yes.
Saturday, March 9th, from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Correct.
And then Sunday, March the 10th, from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. And the venue is at the Agri Center. I remember it was the Cook Convention Center for years. What happened over there? Must not have been big enough.
Well, we moved to the Agri Center, I guess, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. The parking is so easy. There's so much parking right there, free parking, so it's really handy. And we've, you know, really been enjoying ourselves at the Agri Center. So,
it's a bigger space.
Yeah. So, and we take all of pretty much like the whole Agri Center. There's several different wings set up, and we take, you know, pretty much all of it. Well, so, we've got a lot of exhibitors.
About 250 people?
Yes, correct.
Exhibitors.
Yep. Yeah. We have about 300 exhibit spaces total.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And this is all inclusive. I mean, and like most, like some other festivals, this is not just though with the guests and the fashion shows, but you're also going to have a health element involved as well.
Correct. Yes. That is one of the, I know, big features that a lot of people are really interested in is the health portion of the show. Like, for instance, St. Francis is going to be there. And I know sometimes people, you know, you don't have time to go to your yearly checkups, things like that. So if you're at the show, make sure you stop by the St. Francis Healthcare exhibit because they're going to have several screenings going on. Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., they're going to do glucose and cholesterol screenings. Friday and Saturday, they'll be doing bone density screenings. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all 3 days, they'll do blood pressure screenings and also BMI, which is body mass index. So those are some good, you know, screenings to get done at the show. And then also, I know sometimes it's hard for people, you know, you don't want to pick a doctor out of a phone book.
Right.
That's the good thing about the show. You know, you can actually, like, meet the doctors and nurses and, you know, kind of talk to them and, you know, ask questions that you, you know, may forget to ask when you're at the doctor's office. It's a great place for that, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's set up so nicely that it's sort of like going to Hollywood when you... tell us about, like, Tennessee Nurses Day is Saturday.
Yes. Saturday is Tennessee Nurses Day, and it's sponsored by Gould Stay Spa and Salons. So the first 250 in the door on Nurses Day Saturday morning are going to get a swag bag from Gould. So I'm sure that'll have lots of really good goodies. Those bags, those little gift bags were so nice last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on Nurses Day, if nurses wear their badges, they should definitely make sure and bring their badges because some of our exhibitors will be offering special discounts for nurses on Nurses Day. So, and we'll have signs in those exhibit spaces for exhibitors who are participating in that.
Mm.
So if you're a nurse, make sure you bring your badge with you so you can take advantage of those discounts.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. And that's a group of people who don't get enough recognition.
I know, and they do so much for us.
Yeah, they do. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We're talking to Alisa Jernigan, and we're talking about the Southern Women's Show, which is going to be at the Agri Center in Germantown, Friday, March 8th, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., Saturday, March 9th, from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m., Sunday, March 10th, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., and tickets are at Walgreens, which Walgreens is a big sponsor this year, right?
Yes, the Walgreens stores in the area are going to be selling advance tickets. So I think there's 88 total. If you go on our website on the general information page, there's a list of all the stores that are selling them. But, you know, in and around Memphis, Germantown, you know, pretty much, you know, anywhere around the Agri Center, I would say I'd say at least probably 30 miles out, they're going to be selling tickets. But check our website for all the store locations, and you can get them for a discount. So if you buy tickets at the door, they're $10 for adults, but at Walgreens, they're just $8.
Far out. Now, we have we've been talking about some of the things that are going on, but I got, as I was privileged enough to to get advanced information, a list of top 10 not to be missed features at the show. So I would like to go through them with you so you can explain what they are.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so the win $100 to shop the show.
Yes. That is really exciting. That is sponsored by American Laser at Skincare. And if you go to our website, which is southernshows.com/WME, again, southernshows.com/WME, you'll see a button that says register to win $100 to shop the show. Just click there, and then you can be registered to win $100 shopping spree courtesy of American Laser Skincare. And the winner, we'll call the winner early next week and tell them that they've won, and then we'll give them money to shop the women's show. So, you know, you won't have to spend your own money. You'll have won some money to buy some really good stuff at the show.
That's cool. Okay, and then number two is the early bird gets the goodies. I think we already talked about that, didn't we?
Yes. Well, one of the things, Saturday are the gift bags from Gould's, and then Sunday is Mother-Daughter Day, and it's also Walk with Walgreens Day. So on Sunday, Walgreens is going to hand out kits that include a pedometer to the first 1,000 guests. So you'll get a little pedometer, and you can track how many steps you take around the show. And then every day for the first 200 guests, will be getting a tiara. So that's for those women who come out early first thing.
So it says everyone gets to be a princess.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Okay, and then number three was Enjoy the Road.
Yes. Chuck Hutton Chevrolet is going to have a couple of vehicles on display at the show, the new Malibu and Equinox, so you can check those out. And then while you're at their exhibit, also be sure and register for an iPad that they'll be giving away.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too. That's now it's getting to be like The Price is Right.
I know. There's lots of good goodies, like, around every corner, for sure.
Yeah, become your own top chef at number four.
Yes. We are really excited because we've got a lot of great chefs coming in on our cooking stage. So if you're a foodie, you definitely want to check out the cooking stage schedule. One of the chefs we're really excited about, Warren Caterson, he is the author of Table for Two, the cookbook for couples. He's going to have two cooking classes on Saturday and on Sunday. So his cookbook, everything is meant, you know, to be in portions for two people. So the good thing about that is if you make those recipes, then you're not eating leftovers for the next week. So it's great. I know, like, it's perfect for me and my husband. So that's a good one you won't want to miss.
And that's nonstop cooking classes daily, right?
Oh, yeah. Every on the half hour. So at 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, you know, so on and so forth, we'll have a cooking demonstration. Another one I'm really excited about is Justin Fox Burks. He is the author of the blog, The Chubby Vegetarian. He's going to be on stage and doing one of his vegetarian dishes. So I'm excited for that.
Wow. Get everybody good and healthy.
Yeah.
It seems like the theme is like all comprehensive. I mean, you're thinking about, you're helping people out with all sorts of things, everything that a woman can think of that she might want to do or be a part of.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then the fifth one is The Balancing Act. You got to tell me about that one.
Yes, The Balancing Act. It's a television show on Lifetime. It comes on weekday mornings, 7 to 8. And they are going to be at the show with us. So they are taking the TV show on the road, and they'll have a variety of different sponsors in their exhibit space. And everything in their exhibit is kind of focused on helping women balance their busy lives. So there'll be lots of different, you know, sponsors in there with good information, giveaways, and they also have a stage in that exhibit that has all kinds of different seminars with great information. And they're also going to be, their host, one of their hosts, Christy Villa, is going to be at the show, so you can meet her. And then they'll also have a camera crew at the show walking around taking footage that will actually air at on the TV show after the women's show. So you can make your way over to the Balancing Act exhibit and maybe get on air when that episode airs. It'll air April 16th, and then it'll re-air on May 7th.
Wow. So you get to be a celebrity, too.
Yeah, you sure can.
All right. And now we've already talked about Make a Date with Sean Lowe from The Bachelor. And that should be pretty interesting. And he's going to do a talk, and he's going to sign autographs. And
correct.
Like that. Okay, and that's Friday at 2 p.m.?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then Girls' Night Out is Friday night.
Yes, so we have a special coupon on our website for a $5 admission after 5 p.m. So if you wanted to come to the show Friday night from 5 to 8, be sure you print off that coupon from our website. We're going to be giving out 150 tiaras to the first people through the door at 5 o'clock. And also on Friday night, we have a very special fashion show returning. It's the Hometown Heroes Fashion Show. It'll be Friday at 5 o'clock, and that is featuring the Policemen of Memphis. So you can come to the show, do a little shopping, have fun, watch the Policemen's Fashion Show. It's got, there'll be several hunky guys strutting their stuff down the runway and that, and then they will be raising money for the Memphis Police Department's community outreach program. So bring your dollar bills to that fashion show and help them raise some money for a good cause.
You know, this is also something else I'd like to mention, too, that this is also a benefit for several different organizations, several different groups and charities as well.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And we spoke about Saturday being Nurses Day. So don't want to miss that. We're going through, with, by the way, we're going through the 10 things you do not want to miss at the Southern Women's Show when you get there. And it was, you can win, shop $100 to shop the show. Early bird gets the goodies. Enjoy the road. Become your own top chef. The Balancing Act. Make a date with Sean Lowe from The Bachelor. Girls' Night Out is Friday night. Saturday is Nurses' Day. And nurses must show their badges, or should show their badges, and they'll receive discounts on select exhibits. Now, learn secrets of thrift and style.
Yes. We're also excited. LaCheryl Silly, she is a thrift style living expert. She is going to have a presentation on the Balancing Act stage every day, Friday and Saturday at 5:30 and then Sunday at 12:30. She is an avid crafter, and she is going to share all her secrets of how you can transform, you know, something, you know, maybe old that you found into something that's, you know, new, chic, and stylish. So she'll be sharing, you know, all of her tips about, you know, preserving antiques, collectibles, that kind of thing. So we're real excited to have her.
Yeah, and then the last one, Mother and Daughter Day is Sunday.
Yes. Sunday's Mother-Daughter Day, as always, and one of the highlights of Mother-Daughter Day, as always, at the Women's Show in Memphis is the Mother-Daughter Look-Alike Contest. So if you want to sign up for that, make sure you do that in advance. And it's just, it's so fun. You know, you have all the moms and daughters that come dressed alike, and sometimes it's hard to tell who is the mom and who's the daughter, because they almost look like twins. You can't even tell. So it's just a fun event, you know, and on Mother-Daughter Day, we've got lots of exhibitors that have donated prizes, so we'll be pulling names, you know, all day long for winners to win, you know, different Mother-Daughter Day prizes. So, you know, if you're looking for something fun to do with your mom or your daughter, you know, or even your sister, come on out on Sunday, and, you know, it's just a good day to bond with each other and have fun.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of things going on. There's really a lot going on out there.
Yeah. this we try to make it so there's something for everybody.
Yeah. If just to end, once again, this is Spotlight 92, and we are talking to Elise Jernigan, who is the show manager for the Southern Women's Show, which happens Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March the 8th, 9th, and 10th, at from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. on Friday, from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. on Saturday, and from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Sunday. And you can get tickets. Advance tickets are available at Walgreens locations that are participating Walgreens locations. And you can also look online at southernwomensshow.com, southernwomensshow.com for more tickets. And Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in doing this? I mean, this is not a minor undertaking, to be sure.
Yeah, I've been with the company since 2005, and I've worked on almost all of our shows on Savannah, Richmond, Nashville, Michigan, and Jacksonville. So I've worked on over half of our shows, I think.
Yeah. Is it difficult to gear the show for a certain region?
No, not really. I mean, well, because in so many of the markets we've been around for so long, that, you know, we're pretty well established and people know about us. You know, like in Memphis, we've been around for 23 years. So when I came on board, you know, we were pretty, you know, already well established. So, and, you know, guests love the show. They love what we're doing. And each year we do try to find, you know, we try and go out and find, you know, new things to bring to the show in terms of, like, new exhibitors and new products. And we try to keep an eye out, you know, for maybe new special celebrity chefs or celebrity guests, that kind of thing, to kind of, you know, keep it fun and entertaining.
When you're booking these guests, do you have difficulty or are they anxious to do it?
No, they're usually really excited. Like, for example, Sean, the Bachelor, he's doing appearances at all of our spring shows. So he was just in Savannah with us in February, and he'll obviously be in Memphis with us, and then he'll be at several other shows that we do in April. So he was really excited. And I think the celebrity guests, they really like to get out and, like, meet their fans and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Does the interactive nature of the show help at all with the presentations?
Yeah, for sure. Well, the good thing about the show is, you know, you actually get to, you know, see, touch, feel, test, sometimes sample the product in person. That way, you know what you're about to buy.
Right. And do you have a difficulty with sponsorships in different regions?
No, I think that people understand the value of the show, that it's, you know, it's hard to beat face-to-face interaction. So, you know, no matter what it is that you're selling, you know, if you're selling food, people actually get to sample it first and then they can decide, oh, I really like this, I'm going to buy this. Or if it's, you know, like a doctor's office, you know, I think doctors love doing the show because that way they get to meet new potential patients face to face and kind of establish a rapport with them, kind of get to know them and talk to them, and that helps people, you know, feel comfortable coming in the office, setting an appointment, that kind of thing. So I think exhibitors, sponsors, you know, they just love the face to face that they get at the show.
Yeah, wow, that's really cool too, that people do get a chance to meet all this great variety of different people and different events, different vendors and what have you, to get a chance to show their wares and give ladies. Do you get good, how's the, I know since in 20 years it's been going on pretty good. So what are the crowds looking like most of the time now?
They're good. Normally between like 17 and 21,000, somewhere in that range, over the course of the 3 days. So we get good crowds.
Well, I know the buzz is always going around here about the show. Yeah, are you going? Are you going? Are you women talking all around?
Yeah,
here?
We hope so.
And everything. A lot of women are very interested in it. And every time that I've spoken to somebody, they talk about having such a good time and enjoying so many of the things that go on. Once again, it's a Southern Women's Show, and it is Friday, March 8th, 10 a.m., till 8 p.m. Saturday, March 9th, 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. Sunday, March 10th, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. You can get tickets at southernwomensshow.com. or at participating Walgreens locations. And Walgreens is going to have a walk. There's going to be all sorts of cool things given away. It's a complete show all the way.
Yes.
Yeah, and the proceeds, how are the proceeds dispersed?
Well, it depends on, you know, the charity. We've got, you know, a lot of different charities involved in the show. One is, of course, the Memphis Police Department, and they're raising funds for the community outreach program. Mm-hmm. Another one of the exhibitors that we've got, it is Simply Divine Ministries. They are going to be selling the women's show bags, and that will benefit the church. So it just depends on the, you know, nonprofit, you know, yeah, as to what, you know, the funds raised would go to. Another nonprofit we've got coming in is the Humane Society of Memphis and Shelby County, and they are once again going to be hosting a Fido fashion show on the fashion and entertainment stage. So I know that's always really popular with the animal lovers because, yeah, pets come out in the outfits, and it's just really cute. And, you know, that way you can learn a little bit more about the Humane Society, you know, donate money, find out how you can help them.
Well, Elisa, you've been doing this for a long time, and it's obviously extremely well organized. Do you need volunteers to help with the show when you get here?
We could use some volunteers. We have a couple, you know, things if people are looking to volunteer. They could just call I can give you the 800 number. So if people are looking for, you know, volunteer opportunities, they could call in and just ask to speak with someone that helps on the women's show in Memphis. And the 800 number here is 800-849-0248.
Great. That's a great idea. I know it's always usually when there are festivals and organizations doing big things like this, you usually need a couple of people here and there to help out.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, Elisa, I appreciate you giving us a call and talking with us about the Southern Women's Show. Looking forward to being a part of that and visiting. Maybe my wife will let me go with her.
I hope so.
Okay. Well, again, it is the Southern Women's Show. It's going to be at the Agra Center in Germantown. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March the 8th, 9th, and 10th. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Sunday. And for more information about all that's going on, go to southernwomensshow.com, southernwomensshow.com. Elisa Jernigan, thank you so much for being our guest.
Oh, thank you for having me, Malvin. I appreciate it being on there.
All right. And this has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.